Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up, nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up, nigga.
Yeah! What's happening there, good people? It's your man, Beast Bone Gun. Live on the off ramp on this wonderful, wonderful Friday Eve. June 6, 2013, 11 p.m. Sorry we couldn't get in touch with y'all last night. Had some technical difficulties. But we are back on tonight. Getting ready for Tropical Storm Andrea, whatever. Got my man M Extra Money on the mic. What's poppin', B?
What's good? Thursday evening.
Yeah, buddy. For all of our guests listening, if you want to call in, you got something to say, feel free to call in. 646-915-8680. We could jump right on in. And actually, what you think of the game so far, man? San Antonio down 1 minute left in the fourth. It looks like it's as good as advertised.
Yeah, man. I definitely think. At first, I thought they were going to run away with it for a little bit. And, you know, the Spurs kept it in, kept going, man. Hit a couple big threes by Ginobili, kept them in the game. At first, I thought they were going to definitely, the Heat was first starting to open it up on them. So, I mean, it's a close game. It's definitely good, like you said, like as advertised, man. I think a lot of the role players are definitely coming to play. Gary Neal hit a couple big shots. Ray Allen hit some shots. Bosh and Wade playing. So, that's the kind of final I think I'd like to see for all, like, seven games that I predicted for it to go. Like, just close. No blowouts.
Yeah, it's definitely one of them games where since both teams have sharpshooters, like, a game can turn in a matter of seconds. Just like San Antonio opened up with a 9-2 run. And then the first couple possessions looked pretty. It was running like clockwork. But, you know, Miami hit a couple threes. You're right back in it. Miami got
right
up about 9. San Antonio hit a couple threes. Just like you said, Gary hit a couple threes. Shout out to Towson. And San Antonio back in it. I think it's just going to be one of them series, man. I hope it goes 7 because I got nothing else left until football season.
Exactly, yeah. That's why I'm saying 7, you know. It had nothing to do with either team. You know, just trying to watch some good basketball.
Although
I am rooting for LeBron. Not necessarily the Heat, more LeBron and his legacy. I just think that in our young age, you know what I mean, I guess we've kind of been blessed. To me, I guess, just to see, like, Jordan, we see, like, the Kobe era, we see, you know what I mean, even if you want to say the Duncan era, because they did win 4, you know what I mean, we've seen Olajuwon, basically, my whole point is we've seen multiple back-to-back championships, and I'm just trying, you know what I mean, to keep it up. Like, I think we've seen, like, even football-wise, like, we've seen, like, the Niners, the Cowboys, the Patriots. Like, those type of things. Like, when you look back when you're old and start talking about sports, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I was around. I saw that final. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Got a call from 804 on the line. What's popping, Chief?
I'm just waiting for the Heat to lose. That's all.
My man, T. Ross is in the building representing Maryland. Yeah, why,
the only goal that I have right now to watch them lose. That's it.
Yeah. You watching the game at home or you at the bar?
At the bar. Come on, man.
Come on. Like, that was a dumb question, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah, why you hating on the Heat so much? You're a basketball guy. You should respect and love to watch greatness.
What greatness am I watching?
Yeah, you're watching the four-time MVP, NBA champion, LeBron James.
I can't wait till he loses his finals. He'll be 1-3 in final. That's what I want to see.
Well, why is that? Your boy Carmelo is 0-0. Oh, he's just 0.
Carmelo was the scoring champ this year, outright.
Wow. Did Kevin Durant won that 3 times in a row?
Wow. Okay. He ain't doing it in New York. He's out there in Oklahoma City with all those tornadoes. He ain't doing it in New York.
So that don't mean anything, huh? Unless they doing it in New York, it don't mean nothing to you, huh?
Biggest media scrutiny in the world, he's doing it. Come on.
I guess.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of Carmelo. I mean, I think of all the players in the playoffs for the New York Knicks, I was more disappointed in my man from Jersey, JFF. Carmelo came to play, yo, but he's just not a team player. I don't know what it is, yo. All he is a scorer, yo.
You sound like the other lab rats in the world. You got to come up with new material at some point.
All right. Yeah, he won a college championship. That's the only thing he's going to win in his career.
In 1 year.
Great. My the best NBA player didn't even have to go to college.
I'm not going to argue this Melo thing. I'm not even going to argue this. He's the best scorer on the planet. I'm not going to argue there. He ain't even in the final. Let's keep it to the final. He's not even in it. He's somewhere else.
Hey, Master, do you think Carmelo's the best scorer in the NBA?
Absolutely.
I definitely think he's one of the best.
But do you think he is?
Just raw? Nah, I don't know. I can't say he is the absolute, like, hands down the best, but I think he's up there, one of the best. If you want to throw in, like, LeBron, Kevin Durant, even Tony Parker, Kobe, all the time. There's a lot of killers out there in the league, you know, so I can't just say hands down, like, either one of them are just like got it over everybody else. It's my take.
Yeah. Well, T-Ross, I hope you don't have any money on the Spurs, because it could go either way. You might win some, but you might lose it, because
I've lost quite a bit of money already in these playoffs. I do have money to make up on the Spurs. You're absolutely right, I do.
I hope you wasn't out there betting on the Nets.
It could be you and four guys you live around in the vicinity and I'd bet on you guys over the Heat. That's just the way it is.
All right, man. Well, I'll make sure I buy you a drink when I see you next Saturday. Hopefully that'll help ease the pain a little bit.
I will see you next Saturday. What do you want? Like, what type of gift do you want? You know I'm not good with this stuff.
You ain't gotta give me
three kids, yo. Why you act like you don't know what kids like? You got three of them yourself.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, yeah. How you not know to get somebody with kids when you got three of them?
No, I said I got to get you and Cheryl something, I would assume. Of course I'm going to get your unborn something, but don't you guys, I got to get you guys a gift too, right?
Nah, man, you ain't got to get us nothing. Just show up and have
a
good
time.
Well,
you're just saying that to say it. I'm saying, what do you guys want?
Oh, man. Just get a box of Pampers, yo. Get a small box of Pampers, yo.
But you want me to show up with a small box of Pampers?
let your wife pick it out, yo.
I'm not buying Pampers.
You asked me what you want from me.
This is a dumb idea. If any of your other Towson friends asked you, you wouldn't tell them a small box of Pampers.
Look, man, I don't ask my friends what they want as a gift. I hand them straight cash, homie.
If you want straight cash, homie, I'll give you straight cash. It's fine with me.
Yeah, I need you to give me a load of extra.
Have your wife pick it out, homie. Yeah, she'll know what to do. Yeah.
I got three Carmelo signed jerseys at home. You can't have any of those.
Yeah, I only put champions up in my household. Yeah.
Champions up, okay.
He probably got a third key jersey, though.
That is one of the signed ones I have, yeah.
Got who?
Yeah, he got the third key jersey, too. Yo. I just do it, man. No, I have to
Yeah, that's just
fine. I'll just have my wife come up with something creative, and then I'll take all the credit for it. That's fine.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, brother.
That's what we do as men, yo. Just get your party pants on. They'll be trying to leave early, yo. Talking about you got something to do.
Can I wear cargos, or do I have to actually wear party pants?
Depends on how drunk you gonna get. Yeah, you know, when you get drunk, you start trying to rough people up. I don't want you breaking nothing in my
just
house.
Just don't punch me in my shoulder, man. Don't do that. My right shoulder.
Right.
Stay away from it.
Yeah, you may be cool today. You may be cool this time. Yeah, you got left shoulder out there. Maybe able to control you. So.
Yeah, whatever.
But got a couple things I want to talk to y'all about tonight. You know, the new steroids been a big thing, especially with the whole Ryan Braun, Alex Rodriguez case going on down in Miami. And then a story just came across the wire that the kid Gatlin just beat Usain Bolt in the 100. Now that was the same kid that was suspended for 8 years initially for taking steroids in track and field, but his ban got reduced to 4 years. So because he beat Usain Bolt in 100, should we just assume he's on steroids like everybody else?
No.
Are you assuming that Bolt is on steroids?
Hell yeah. I'm assuming all them fools are on steroids.
I'm just asking. I don't know. But we are assuming that he is on steroids.
I mean,
I'm on the other side. I think Bolt's pretty clean, man. I think they test that guy pretty rigorously. I think he's pretty clean, but I'm not a big – I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's been to a couple of Olympics, though, and the World Championships. They definitely would test him. So, and he broke the record, so he's been thoroughly tested. So I don't think Bolt's on anything. But the dude Gatlin, I mean, I just think that – like, Bolt lost to the other dude from Jamaica in a regular track meet as well. So I wouldn't put nothing in front of that, yo. I think he was just taking the race off for real. Because I know I've seen a couple people. That's
what I don't understand how you dudes don't think that these dudes are clean just because they didn't fail a drug test. We've seen many cases where dudes are failing drug tests and they still got steroids in them.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but in track and field, with the money this race is that you did, like, it would have came up by now, you know? I mean, everybody's got popped. And there's nobody has not got popped in track and field. Like, from field events to look at all the U.S. people, like, that got knocked, you know? Like, people get knocked, you know? It's like, they were talking about Usain Bolt when the Olympics first came because over in Jamaica they got loose standards when it's for the qualifying. Like, so, like, they don't test everything and stuff like that. But when you come to, like, the international meets, so that's when the standards get real strict. So the first thing we're talking about, like, all his records when he first broke it, he broke it unofficially because it wasn't, like, an Olympic record, but he just had the fastest time, and everybody was like, oh, he must be on something because you make it as a test. But when you get in the Olympics, yo, that just changes everything. Like, you just can't – I mean, they test everything. Like, everything that's out there. Clean, all that, and the type of stuff that – what's the name? Got popped. I forgot the female, the girl that got tested, that got popped with her husband.
Yeah, that's not true because Marion Jones passed all her drug tests. And
no, that's what I'm talking about. It did call that with her, too.
We're talking about Marion Jones, right?
Yeah, she didn't pay any drug test. They called the guy who was supplying her, and he snitched on her. They were doing blood replacement. She never failed a drug test. She was like, no,
I'm the one with the shot put husband.
Yeah. And he got caught too on drug, and then they caught the dude, and then they were doing.
He was big as shit.
But what I'm saying is that if by now, though, I think they would have already. I mean, it's been years since the last one. That's what I'm saying. I can't just think that he wouldn't have gotten something when he got caught by now. Somebody hating on him. Somebody like would have said something. You know? And I just don't.
Yeah,
I think it's like Riley out there that he would have happened already.
I think all sports, basketball, LeBron James, football, you name it. I think all them dudes is on some type of HGH or steroids, yo. It's just the way of the world. I tell you the truth, I don't see what's wrong with it, yo. Because if it can help you be a better athlete, then I don't see why people have a problem with taking HGH and steroids. Tell you the truth, I'd take it now if I feel like it'd help me.
I'm not all for all the blanket statements. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty tough to say everybody taking it, but I mean, I think there's a lot more out there that could be considered that, like performance enhancing without saying steroids and HGH and all that stuff that's banned. I think it's still illegal stuff out there, if you want to say that everybody just ain't just in a weightlifting and just eating regular. I think they all taking some kind of like enhancement, performance enhancement supplement or whatever the case may be. That's what you're talking about, but to say everybody taking steroids or HGH or some kind of form of that's banned, I can't agree with.
I think 90% of football is taking HGH at least. What you think, T. Ross? How much you think there's an HGH problem in football, yo? Because them dudes is rocked up nowadays, yo.
I mean, are we talking about Pat Willis? Are we talking about Navarro Bowman? Who are we talking about here?
Yeah, why are you throwing Niners out there, yo? Like, for us to get the Redskins, yo.
I'm just saying, who are we talking about?
He talking about Brian Arakpo.
You're just not saying it.
He talking about Brian Arakpo and RG3. Yeah, that's what he talking about. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, it's RG3 is so far ahead of everybody, dude. It's unbelievable. I'm not even going to talk about it right now, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you buy his song for his wedding registry?
Did what?
Did you buy something on his wedding registry? Yo, he got his wedding registry.
Dude, I don't buy athletes anything, but I saw his little pictures on Instagram or whatever when he's got those duck lips and posing in front of all that big stuff.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous, yo. He needs to send everybody a game ticket for that shit, yo.
Why?
I can't believe all those people bought him presents.
What the fuck? Yo, that's crazy, yo. That's crazy stuff, yo. Yeah.
All I'm saying is, dude, it's about to be I'm saying 12-4. I mean, it's looking real good this year.
Every time you make these blanket statements, you lose money, T. Ross. When you
really? What about last year? NFC champs? We were 3-6, and what happened? Exactly. What were you saying?
What was your record?
Back-to-back, he's saying, going back-to-back NFC East champs, yo.
What was your
damn right. We have an incredibly tough schedule. The 49ers at home. We play the Chargers. Yeah. The very dangerous Chiefs. Come on, we got a tough schedule.
T-Ross, what was your schedule last year?
Tough.
What was your record last year?
We were 9-7.
Yeah, you told me you was going to win
10-6.
You told me you was going to win 14 games last year.
Yeah, that got modified, dude. We were 3-6. Come on, man. We won the last 7. We ended up 10-6. Believe me, we would have beat the brakes off the 49ers if we would have had a chance. This year, we'll have our chance.
Wow. Really?
You even have a quarterback at the end of the year.
I will bet you a pair of Air Max, whatever shoes you want, we can bet on that game. It's a Monday night game, Thanksgiving week.
Wow. All right. Whatever you say, buddy.
Is that a bet? I'm throwing it out there.
You either accept it or you... You're a coward with it. Your choice.
Yo, big stuff, yo. We already got the same bet that we got this year.
Popping off last year, and then it ended up being a push. You were real confident that was going to happen, right?
Wow. Listen, first of all, I just said, I gave you that 2-game thing, yo. You said 14-2. I was being nice and gave you a 2-game threshold. I shouldn't have gave you that 2-game cushion, yeah.
All right, well, that's
the reason why
you take up with yourself, man. That has nothing to do with me.
That's because I didn't want to take your money, big guy. 14-2. Talk about 14-2.
Guy, I'm good for the money. Don't worry about me and my money. You make the bet and stick with it.
we made the bet, yo. And so what you saying, 12-4? Is that what you said? No two-game cushion.
I mean, are we going official bet right now, or what are we doing?
No.
Live on the off ramp, make the bet. If you're scared to buy a dog, make the bet.
You know, what I'm talking about is since you're talking all tough, yo, no two-game cushion. Now, what you
and
saying?
Nobody's talking tough when I'm rehabbing a shoulder. No one's tough here.
Hold on. No two-game cushion for you, big guy. With the Redskins going?
I threw out there Redskins, 49ers, pair of shoes. I made it very simple. That's bet number one.
Wow. Bet number one was one that was already in the works, yeah. From this past year.
There ain't nothing in the works.
Well,
I just laid it down. You either take it or you cowardly get out of it. It's real simple.
Time out.
You ain't got no timeouts left.
Listen, first of all, we had a bet in the works. Since you're talking about betting, let's start with that first one that we had on the table for the beginning. Don't run for that one. Now, if you say the Redskins are 12-4, then there's no two-game cushion since you're talking all tough. Since you're going to call me out for being nice to you last year, so make your final pick now, and we can do it live on the radio so we can all go back and let's record it, and there's going to be no two-game cushion, tough guy. So you said 12-4, $400?
Okay. Here we go.
Let's cross-examine this. You talk shit about it, so now I'm taking it off the table.
Okay, let's cross-examine this. Who gave me the two-game cushion?
I just said I did, and then you talked
okay,
shit about
no
it.
Okay, no further
I'm taking
questions,
it off
Your Honor.
The table. So now I'm taking it off the table. Are you betting now that I'm not that now? Are you still betting it now, or are you going to be running scared like you talking about somebody else running scared?
I've never run scared from nobody. All right,
so 12-4 is your bet then.
Are we going official right now? Because if so, I need to look at the schedule again and reassess.
Now you're going to go to the schedule.
There's no difference between being on here and then popping an email off to everybody and say, here's the bet. There's no difference with that. You don't rush me with this type of stuff.
All right. You said it was on the line. You said you can do it right here. Now all of a sudden, now you ain't doing it right here. Which one is it?
Let me make a quick interjection. Since he wants to look at the schedule, that's another bit. I want to know, Mawa, are you going to take the 49ers versus the Redskins game straight up for a pair of sneaks bet?
Yeah, well, listen, first of all, it's a pair of sneaks with his boy discount. Let's put it that way. So the long as the discount's in play for me and you, and not just you, if you lose, then I'll take that bet.
What are you talking about? Of course, if you got to get me shoes, you're going to get the discount, of course.
All right, well, cool.
Who do you think I'm going to make you pay retail?
I don't know what the hell you're going to do, Seth. I just want to put it on the table. I want to put it on the table right now.
Okay,
so
I can agree with that because I've never paid retail for shoes. That's fine. You can have that all day.
Okay. Yeah, I think you always said that. I think he's being racist to you, Tony.
Well, better believe
like
I'm not going to be asking for any Vans. Just know that.
You're not going to ask for no Vans?
Nope.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Bet then.
So we have official.
Redskins, that's official.
The Redskins versus 49ers, straight up.
November 25th at home in the Terror Dome. You're damn right. We are good to go with that
one. First of all, where in the hell is the Terror Dome, yo? Because you're not talking about
in Landover, Maryland. That's where it is.
Yeah, okay. That hasn't been a Terror Dome since 91.
So straight up, no excuses, no QB hurt, not an RG3 play.
No excuses. He took a bet, it's in stone, boom, we're done.
Wait, I didn't say nothing else.
I'm going to review the schedule tomorrow. I'm going to email exactly my official stance. You either take it or leave it. But 12-4, I need to revisit if I get no cushion because the cushion was real nice.
Yeah.
But hold on.
Considering we have a very tough schedule.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to make sure the bet is clean all the way through so there's no excuses. So, you said for his Air Maxes. Now, is it you get to choose if If Malone loses, do you get to pick any shoe you want, or only the amount equivalent to what he's going to pay for
shoe? No. I ordered Nike Freeze from him, yo. That's not.
I'm not like Malone. I'm not going to nickel and dime and stuff. Like, I'm not going to get into those logistics.
No. What he's talking about, though, because you're talking about the shoes I just ordered.
Do you want a cap? You want a cap at a certain dollar amount?
I'm asking.
You said a pair of shoes.
Right. So is this any shoes you want, no matter the price?
I have no problem with that. That's up to him, not me.
Well, first of all, yo, I'm not buying you no pair of bronze, yo. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I do. Hold on. Pair of what?
Pair of LeBrons, yo. Like, I'm not paying.
Yeah, okay. You think I would really want that? I don't think so. I don't want those.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why I'm asking, you know what I mean? Because some of these shoes, don't get me wrong, T. Ross just bought like three pairs of Jordans. I'm saying T. Ross just bought like three pairs of Jordans that were like $200 a piece. So are y'all putting the caps on the amount?
If Malone says he'd buy the Nike Freeze, they're $100, I get them for $60. Okay, then I'll pick a pair of $100 Air Maxes that'll be $60 to match it. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
So $100 pair of shoes. That's what the bet is.
That's fine with me. It's going to end up costing $60, so it's really a $60 bet.
All right, well, give me some Air Ones if either one of y'all team loses. I'll be the house.
You'll be in the house, yo. Yeah, the game getting pretty tight down the stretch, yo. Yeah, the five point deficit. Ray Allen at the free throw line. Dude's been scrubbing it up there lately. I was a Ray Allen fan.
Jesus, I can already tell you we'll be 1-0 after September 9th when we blow the hell out of the Eagles. We'll be 1-0, so I know we'll start off fresh.
That's what you gotta love about T. Ross, yo. This dude, he don't pull no punches when it comes to his team, yo.
You guys try to nickel and dime me. I got to stand on my own 2 feet.
I'm not nickel and diming nothing, yo. I say nothing ill will about your team, yo.
You guys hate Carmelo. You hate the Redskins. Great. I don't care. I still like them. Great.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything about Melo either. Yo. I just said I
there's nothing to say. He's not even playing. There's nothing to say.
No,
yeah,
I'm
that's
about
right.
He's not playing. When I was asked about the scoring, yo, I just said he was one of the best. Yo. I just couldn't say hands down. Yo. There's nothing wrong with that.
Would you like an Eagles-Redskins bet for Air Maxes? Because I can always entertain that.
I mean, whatever you want to do, buddy. I'll take that bet. You don't even have a quarterback.
We don't have a quarterback?
No.
Wow, that wasn't a foul at all.
Our second string is better than your first string. So how do we not have a quarterback?
That's what you think, but you haven't seen him play long enough. Even Kevin Cobb got a big deal off of 2 games.
Kevin Cobb is horseshit.
Yes, he is.
Terrible. You're right. He's terrible. Kirk Cousins is not terrible. He had 2 game-winning drives in 2 games last year. Did Mike Vick even have one?
Yeah, we had a game-winning drive. But, yo, all this talking around, that don't bother me now. Yo, we can make that bet. We can go Eagles-Redskins straight up game one.
I'm just wondering when he made that winning thing when you guys were in the cellar all year. I'm just wondering when that was.
Second game of the year when we beat Cleveland, sucker.
Oh, that's right. You're right about that. That's before the cellar began. Okay, you're right. Yeah, I remember that Cleveland game.
Yeah, how'd that early exit out the playoffs go for you? How'd you like that late draft pick?
Keyword, playoffs.
Oh, yeah, you finally made it after 10 years. Congrats.
Keyword, playoffs.
Yeah, one in 10 years. That's a 1-in-10-year average. Great job. All right,
cool. We'll make that bet then. Fine, you got it.
Yeah, because I need a new pair of running shoes anyway, yo. So make sure you put that on the list.
I would love to. I love adding to my collection. No problem. Any other bets, stupid or otherwise, we need to make?
Nah. We about to get out of here, though, man. Thanks for calling T-Rose. And Max, man, great talking to you. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Have a good night. Peace.
Holla.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing.